4 years ago, I was up at the Mayo Clinic preparing for this Divine Mercy Sunday reading. I was broadcasting Mass because no one could get into their churches anywhere in the world. And so as I was praying over this reading that we had today, 4 years ago, something struck me. I was like, Jesus obviously has a glorified body, and that the Catholic Church teaches that everyone who is resurrected and enters into heaven, we all have a glorified body if that is our destiny, right? Those who are condemned to hell obviously do not have a glorified body, but they still have a body that is able to experience pain and so forth. And so, but again, I was just thinking, like, Jesus has this resurrected, glorified body, but he still has his wounds, right? So he comes in, obviously, with his glorified body, which is radiant and completely transfigured. And that's what our destiny is for all of us, to have this glorified body. So why does Jesus' glorified body have nail marks in it? And why does Jesus' glorified body still have this wound in his side that he is able to invite Thomas to touch? And I did some research, and I learned that St. Thomas Aquinas, about 800 years ago, asked the same question, but then as St. Thomas Aquinas asks questions, but then he provides answers. And so St. Thomas Aquinas, 800 years ago, said the reason that Christ's glorified body has these wounds still is so that we can celebrate with him when we get to heaven and see that he, in fact, did offer all of his suffering up for us. And so that Divine Mercy Sunday 4 years ago, I preached at the Mayo Clinic that I hope when I get to heaven, I still have the scar from my surgery. So that, because again, a lot of the victims of clergy abuse I have never met, and some of them have died, who I offered all that suffering up for. And so I said, in that homily 4 years ago, I said, I hope that I still have my scar. I hope I get to heaven. And then if I get to heaven, I hope that my glorified body has that scar on my head still. So that those who I offered all that suffering up for, we can rejoice together. And I think a lot of us, every one of us here this morning, has some scars. Some of them are physical, right? Some of you have had surgeries and offered that up for other people. Others are going through terminal illnesses, cancer, whatever those illnesses might be. Some of us here today don't have any outward illnesses, but are suffering from depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts. All those sufferings can be offered up for other people. And so when we get to heaven, hopefully you get to heaven, and your glorified body has either those physical scars still with you, or the mental scars that you've offered up for other people. And hopefully when you get to heaven, you will be able to rejoice with those people who you offer that up for. And again, most of them you've never met. And so if you haven't made this prayer yet, there's no magic formula. You can just say, Jesus, I offer up my physical sufferings or mental or emotional sufferings for whoever and wherever you see that the graces are most needed. And I invite you to do that now. You can just do that silent. Jesus, I offer up all this suffering in my life for wherever you see that the graces are most needed. And then hopefully when you get to heaven, you'll be able to celebrate with those who you realize once you get there that you have been offering up and have been the people who have been benefiting from your suffering and graces will celebrate with you.